Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, along with a very happy Tom Thayer. Notre Dame in the top 10. The Bears win in San Francisco. Does life get any better for you?
Joey, a Catholic had a victory, too. Don't leave them out.
Excellent. I'm very happy that you're happy. Let's talk about the Bears moving forward here. Huge win in San Francisco, comeback win. How does it help them moving forward as they prepare to face the Jets on Monday Night Football?
Because they were able to capitalize on some negative moments leading up to the week and then having some of their biggest superstars on the team make sure everybody knew how important it was to them. Because you hear the criticism after the week one defeat. And then leading up to the second week game, no one gave the Bears a chance. And then you had the uncertainty of the two big receivers, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. And Brandon showed up to the stadium ready to play. And everybody got on board. And it was inspirational not only to watch Brandon's efforts, but how his leadership role in the locker room factors to that whole team.
I'm guessing that you know the Jets coach since he was a ball boy with the Chicago Bears. Just taking a wild guess there. What can the Bears expect going against Buddy Ryan's kid coaching a defense with the Jets this week?
Unconventional thinking on the end of the defensive coach, because you're going to see a line of scrimmage that they think it's going to be confusing to them. But if you follow your rules, your assignments, and what your responsibility is, according to the play called by Jay Cutler in the huddle, you're going to have complete understanding what to do. Because Rex Ryan has to understand, if he's willing to overload the line of scrimmage and bring more personnel that the Bears are capable of blocking, they have some good receivers. And not Brandon and Alshon, but Martellus and Matt Forte is the best blocking back protector in the league. So with all that being said, there's going to be a lot of work this week to just make sure you're really settled on what you're told to do offensively, because the defensive concerns, you just have to follow your assignments.
Tom, let's flip it to the other side of the ball. I couldn't have been more impressed with the way the defense performed in San Francisco, especially the way they tackled, got after the quarterback, and made plays on the ball with Kyle Fuller. It was like seeing the old Bears defense that we were accustomed to seeing. Going against Geno Smith and the Jets, what do you anticipate being the biggest challenge for the defense this week?
I think similar to this past week, make sure you get all defensive linemen that are eligible to go out there and play as active as they did this past week. And you never allow that quarterback to have a comfort zone. Never let him have a protection to understand that he can sit back there and have a quality evaluation with no pressure. Colin Kaepernick never had that luxury this past week. And whether it was Willie Young, Jared Allen, Will Sutton, Ego Ferguson, Jeremiah Ratliff, Stephen Paya, every one of these guys from the first play of the game when Stephen Paya slapped the center and got in the face of the quarterback, since that point on, they knew that he was going to be pursued and he didn't have that luxury of that time.
Tom, every week we ask fans to send in a Twitter question. You can send a Twitter question to Tom, Game Preview Q. That's the hashtag you have to use. The question today from one of our fans is about the running game. Do you expect the Bears to try and get the running game going right out of the gates against the Jets?
No doubt about it. And they have to, because the aggressiveness of a running game does a lot for the quarterback in the line of scrimmage when you're going through your pass protection responsibility. But one thing about trying to get a running game to be aggressive is it takes time. First quarter, second quarter, you beat up the defense a little bit, and then you start getting the bigger yards in the third and fourth quarter. But yeah, it's going to take a well-devised game plan, but you really have to associate what your perceived weaknesses of your opponent is and to see how your game plan fits against that.
Tom, this year, new feature, I want to talk about your memories playing different teams that we're going against. The Jets game, to me, I remember a game in 1991. You guys were down, out of timeouts, impossible, game over. Steve McMichael forces a fumble at the end. The Bears score with no time remaining. I remember a touchdown pass to Neil Anderson, then win it in overtime. Jim Harbaugh wins it. Tell me what you remember about that game.
I think we just suffered a turnover and the defense was going back in the field. And as we are coming off the field to take our spot, Steve McMichael stopped us and says, "Hey, I'm going to go get that ball back. You wait right here." And I think two plays later, Ming was standing in the middle of the field holding the ball up and he recovered this fumble. And it did go back to ignite our sidelines, go back and help the Bears get a win. But it was Steve knowing that he was going to go out there and make a terrific run-stopping tackle and get the ball back.
And I remember Harbaugh hit Neil Anderson in the end zone, no time remaining. That was the sod monster game with Cap Bosa with a face full of sod.
Yes.
Great memories. Great stuff from Tom Thayer. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.